This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Do you believe in a sign or signs after someone important passes away? Lighthearted topic to start, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
We give you nonsense and serious stuff. I talked last week, and we talked off air, and it's still sad for us because it's not going to go away right away, but it does get better to some level each day, and then some comes back and brings the news back where we had to say goodbye to our dog, Charlie, last Wednesday. Charlie was amazing. I talked all about it in podcast last Thursday in the 1 o'clock hour. And if I go and do it too much now, I'm going to cry again. So I'm going to try not to. But I did bring, as I showed you, I brought his collar to work. I walked around with it for 4 days, and they said, Kathleen, your turn, you know? So the day after, checking in with everybody, because it was the core five. It was me, Kathleen, Hunter, Griffin, and Quentin, and we did bring him out to, and I know my father's gone, but it's still my father's place on the river. And Charlie loved to swim, and his arthritis is so bad, he's been struggling. And all of a sudden, he was in the water, and he was like Katie Ledecky. I mean, where Hunt, Griff, and I were in the water, and it was like, oh, my God. It was Kathleen made him pork chops and salmon and sweet potatoes, and Griff stopped at Chuck and Don's and bought him treat after treat, and the doctor came to us. Passed away, but I mean, bringing the stretcher out, and I said last week, I waited in that driveway of ours, I swear to God, for 15 minutes, just hoping Charlie would turn around and say, just kidding, I'm back, you know? So next day, I'm just checking in with everybody. And Hunter was in a better mood than I thought. And I'm like, you're doing okay? He's like, yeah, because I think Charlie just sent a sign. They went with his fiance Michaela, and they went to a brewery, you know? They could kind of see it through the haze, through the spark, you know?
I think it's over there.
I think it's there. And they sat, and within like 5 minutes, here comes another family with a Springer Spaniel that Hunter said looked just like Charlie. And again, we're making leaps here when we're sitting here talking about signs, right? And if someone just says, that was random, what are you talking about? It's a very defendable argument, right? I'm one who so often in life, and I've been told this by very important women in my life, you know, sometimes it's not always about just proving it, okay? It's not just you show me the proof. It's just empathy. It's belief. It's hope. It's you want that to be. And maybe that's coming to me more in life. Because when Hunter said, I fully believe that's a sign from Charlie, I said, so do I. And you might say, you're nuts. And I probably would say, yeah, in many ways I am. I do. And I was like, I'm so happy for you. And then I kind of just hung up the phone. And as a friend of mine might say on the radio later today, as I want to do, I talked to myself. And I said, Charlie, I'm ready for my sign. And I don't quite know, but something's happening now. Because when my father passed away, there was a certain chair he sat in at my house. And I think I had that furniture the last 5 years of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a recliner where you just, if he was over.
It's his spot.
That was his spot. Now, of course, when we're eating and stuff, and then, you know, the marathon we run after dinner and stuff. But no, that was his spot. There were one or two events where we had other people over, and my father came in sometimes with the walker, sometimes not. And they might have been there for a half hour, hour. And he'd walk over and he'd look at them, and they quickly would realize, hey, this is your spot, right? Yeah.
I'm sure he was very cordial about it. Didn't smack him with the walker.
Yeah. Well, he did. You know, once he healed from the hip thing, the first couple of years, that thing was just a weapon. It was just, I mean, the guy walked out in 96. He walked the next day so well. And I'm like, how is this person who's one of the worst athletes I've ever seen in my entire life, but who is the most competitive person I've met in my entire life, and the person who backs that up and then starts stealing it from me is Bud. Bud one time even winked at me and said, yeah, I heard you say that once. I'm using that. I'm like, you're stealing my material. And so we had this bird, which, Dave, I am telling you, came by and right in the windowsill, not on the balcony, right, or the patio, right, and would sit. He would go, he or she, okay, but I'm going he, would go right up to that windowsill day after day after day after day. And yes, I know for some, I'm stretching credulity. And like those defending Donald Trump and the firing of the rigged numbers, can I show you evidence? I cannot. But I believe it. And now I've moved recently. And all of a sudden, since last Saturday, this same bird is outside the house every day. Now, I have not marked it.
Okay. Clipped its wings?
I'm not out there from the Minnesota DNR. But that same bird is out there. Now, am I in an area where birds like to be? Yes, I am.
Mm.
Okay.
Got a couple trees nearby.
There might be trees.
Maybe
in there.
Maybe a nest.
There might be, you know, a little water, too.
Sure.
Sure. So it's not like I'm in the Mojave Desert and there is a Midwestern type bird right there. And you're like, whoa, this really is a sign. But I'm taking it as a sign. And I'm leaning right now. It's my father who loved Charlie, who would say to him always, he's human. He's human. And would pet him very uncomfortably.
He didn't seem like a dog
you
person,
know,
your dad.
He is, but he just doesn't understand, you know, the natural stroking.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like,
get out of my chair.
Exactly. And Charlie, no dope, guess where Charlie would sit when we all would be eating? Right by my father.
Sure.
Do you want to know why? Because a lot of food would not make it always to that mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Might be on the shirt. Might be on the pants. But eventually, most likely, where's it going?
It's going right to Charlie's mouth when it hits the floor.
When it hits the floor. Mm-hmm. So.
That's a weird thing about dogs, too. They often, aside from just the food on the floor, in a group, they often tend to navigate towards the most uncomfortable person in the room, uncomfortable towards dogs.
It's like, oh, yeah.
I'm going to make you love me. I'm going to make you do it.
Oh, yeah. Like, Carla was not comfortable around dogs either. And she'd hold her hand really high. And then Charlie would jump, and I'm like, Carla, you have to pet him. She goes, but I always put my hand up. No, pet him. You know, and it didn't come quite naturally. So when we said goodbye to Charlie, Kathleen said, Sid, you need to take care of Charlie now. And I am of the belief that this is my father, as a bird again, telling me that he's got him. Now, if you want to bring the doctors in right now, and just drive me down to HCMC.
We'll walk you slowly.
And then just say we'll check on you in 30 days. Yeah. It's a very defendable position. You know, can I give you the keys to the house? You know? But there are a lot of people who listen who are going to say, good on you. Or might say, I have something similar where I believe when someone passed, they provided some sort of sign. I've somehow affixed a bird to my father because of what's happened.
I don't see your dad as a bird, but maybe I didn't know your father as well as you.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't see that. I didn't, you know, when we were, you know, when he was 100, I didn't say, when you come back, I've decided you're going to be a bird. Mm-hmm. There was just this bird at the other house I lived in who was just right by the chair. Could have been. Yeah, there's a bunch of windows. They mentioned Pella, and they redid the windows there.
Oh.
And the blinds were almost always open.
Sure, they did a nice job.
They did. In fact, I might tell you about that in moments here. The bird, as my father, could have went to any one of those windows.
Mm-hmm.
No, went to the window by his chair.
Was the bird just making a mess so you'd have to clean it up?
The bird occasionally pooped there, too.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Hey, yeah. Take this, son.
Exactly. So I still want my sign from Charlie, though. And by the way, some people said, you know, they went by some sign or lights flickering or something was different at the house or whatever it might be. I want to hear if you believe in signs when people pass, because I now do. I now do, and probably 10 years ago I would have said, sure, Dave. And I would have been looking at somebody else going, call a doctor. You know, I now believe it. I want to believe it. The person who misses individuals, I want to believe that. Does Dave Harrigan believe it? And do you believe it? And do you have a story? I would love, this is where, again, we're text. We don't take as many calls as other shows. This is where a phone call could be great. If you have a story where you believe this is your wife, this is your husband, this is your son, this is your best friend, somehow was trying to communicate through you, through maybe a porcupine. Maybe all of a sudden they were really prickly, Dave, and there was a porcupine right outside your house in Nevis, Minnesota.
Could be.
Could be. Can't eliminate that as a possibility. 651-461-9226. Would you like me to talk to Pella right now?
I would.
Pella, celebrating 100-plus years in business. Pella Windows and Doors. We like to track them down here in Minnesota or however you're listening, because we know we have a lot of people listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. PellaNorthland.com. They have showrooms in this area. They have showrooms all across the country, by the way. But here in Minnesota, in Plymouth and Woodbury. PellaNorthland.com. You can schedule a free in-home visit to your house, your cabin, your condo, however you have control of your windows. The house I bought years ago, I was the second homeowner. They had already put in Pella Windows and Doors, and they were great. And I did make changes to my kitchen, loved it. And then when I decided to move, I made sure that house would have Pella Windows and Doors, and they lived up to every single expectation. How about this deal in August? 72 months. 0% APR. That's fantastic. We can debate if this is a better offer or, because not both, or 20% off your entire Pella project. Wow, Pella's bringing it in August. Go with them. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Ask in about 10. Dave Harrigan, do you personally believe in signs from someone close to you who has passed away?
I do. I do believe it can be real. I don't have any personal stories, and maybe that's just luck. My parents are still with us. I haven't lost anyone tremendously close. My grandfather when I was in college, but other than that, you know, an uncle. I can't think of any signs, and maybe I've missed them. Who knows?
That's the thing.
But right? I do believe that there's something there.
I think there is something there.
Yes.
In some way. Linda has called in. Linda, I appreciate the phone call. What is on your mind? You're on WCCO.
I just have to let you know my dad was 91 and passed away in April, and my mom just passed away in July.
I'm very sorry, Linda.
Yes, thank you. They were in their 90s. My dad was very close to one of my kids, Scott, and today is Scott's birthday. And when my dad was sick, I took off his wedding band, and he told me, don't lose it. I said, I promise I won't. I have looked every day since he passed away. I couldn't find it anywhere. Tore the whole house apart, looked in his billfold several times, couldn't find it. Looked in there today, and I found his wedding band. On my son's birthday, who was very close to him.
Yeah.
And I just think that is truly a sign. And also when he passed away that morning, I told him, he held out all night, and I told him, I said, we opened the windows, the patio doors. I said, the wind was blowing, the sun was coming up, it was beautiful, you could hear the birds singing, and he wanted to pass away at home. And I said, Dad, it's time, you can go. We opened all the, you know, all that up. And no more than 5 minutes later, we walked away and he passed away. And when they came and got him, the funeral directors, two geese flew right over their car as they took him away. So it's just,
I'm a believer.
Definitely.
Yeah. Linda, that's a great story. Thank you so much for sharing it. I appreciate it. Let's get to a lot of texts. Okay. Jeez, tears at 12:12. Yeah. Chad, so sorry for your loss. We lost our good girl in April. Definitely, I feel like birds are messengers. A lot of texts coming in here. 651-461-9226. Love the family story. So relatable. Sure miss your dad. Bless you. Linda, thank you. Hey, Chad, a pastor. Definitely feel there are signs from loved ones, whether they're human or animal, after they pass. My uncle was a pastor right next door to that covenant. I honestly didn't realize that I felt him there. I laughed a good long time and went to that interview feeling so much better. Of course, this was a much longer text, but our texting system is so atrociously awful. Odyssey, for the love of God, can you pay $50 to have our texting situation work where it goes in some sequence? $100? I need to somehow try to do more justice to this. Let's see. Last Friday, I had a job interview in Rochester, and I was super nervous about it. The place I interviewed was next to a covenant that Lutheran pastors gathered together to meet for theological conferences. He was always the jokester and source of joy. He led a delegation of pastors to a late-night movie while the covenant was locked. They got back in at 11 p.m. They were locked out. He tried to get in and climb through an open window. Needless to say, get stuck. I had no idea the location was. And again, it's so all over the place. I hate that I'm not doing justice to this, but you know what this texting system is like.
I do.
And Odyssey. Just, we're now on iHeart. We can listen to the show on iHeart. Can we just have iHeart's texting system too? I hear theirs works. Could we also?
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, it seems like, you know. Okay. Let's see. I very much believe a texter says. Chad, I believe you. I'm a recovering alcoholic. Entered a 12-step meeting. Talk about all the time. There's no such things as coincidences. I believe in coincidences, though. Don't you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say there are none of those. And so everything is a sign. But there are a lot of people who do believe that. Let's see. I had a weird experience also right after my son died within a couple of weeks. We were at a festival at our cabin, and a gentleman that did not know. Was in our biker group. Came out and told me, your son wants me to tell you that he's doing okay, that you don't have to worry about him. And I looked at him and I said, what? And he said, I don't know what made me come over to tell you that. Your son wants to know that he's okay, and you don't have to worry about him. I walked away kind of stunned. I told my friend we want to find him, and he was not at the carnival anymore. Now, what about that story?
Ooh, that just gave me chills.
How about that one?
Wow.
I've read about stories like that.
Yeah.
I personally have not experienced one, or I've not had a friend share a similar story to me. Before my mother-in-law passed, my nieces told her, please give us a sign. The patio doors flew open. They were locked previously. She believed she wanted to get the heck out of earth and go to heaven, be with God. Scary part is they tried those doors before, and they couldn't get them to open.
Wow.
Right? Chad, wonderful book written by the Anoka County Medical Examiner with many, many accounts of these signs they have witnessed. Yeah. There's a lot of signs, and I also understand if you're more dubious. There's nothing wrong with that. When my daughter's retriever died, the light bulb above her dog slept burnt out right after. That's something else again. Ask is next with, what's his name again?
Bill
something. Ask Bill anything. Now, Carter's in. 651-461-9226. Hey, another spam call. I am now on a list because the amount of spam calls I've received.
You getting the wave?
Oh, my gosh. And no, I don't think this is Charlie. Because the spam call started, and the tax resolution people have called me about a million times, and no, not for one second do I believe the IRS is reaching out to me by my cell phone.
Maybe the spammer will be named Charlie if you pick it up.
I'm not going to
that
pick
could
up.
Could be how he's coming back to you.
I will tell you about Aquarius, though. Aquarius, they're into the state fair. We're going to be there soon. This goofball will be there, too. Adam Carter. State Fair Special with Aquarius, I'm going to tell you about in a second. Earning the right to be recommended around since 1987. I first purchased a home in this fine state in 1993, and within weeks, we put in a Kinetico drinking water system. Own a couple homes since then, and guess what? Every one of the homes from AquariusHomeServices.com, that fabulous Kinetico drinking water system. Hey, if you're going to get the Kinetico drinking water system, you better get the water softener for your dishwasher, for your showers, for your laundry. It all works together. How about that utility room? They'll fix anything in your utility room. That's where I get to the State Fair Special because they work with ACs. They work with heating units, and we're about to get hot. So if you have an AC issue, AquariusHomeServices.com. If you purchase a new heating and cooling system from Aquarius, 36 months, 0% based on credit approval. You have to qualify for 36 months, 0%. Reach out today, AquariusHomeServices.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Adam Carter, why is the Star Tribune devastated today? Absolutely flummoxed, crushed. They might shut the paper down. Why is that?
I know exactly, because Leslie Fema, yes, is no longer on The Bachelorette.
You have nailed it.
And I said, what are they going to do now?
I don't know.
No ruby slippers to bring back.
Oh, my God.
Can I just add something to your topic you were talking about? For my dad, it was quarters.
Yeah.
I don't know. I cannot remember what specifically made me notice like a quarter after my father passed, or what the connection that I made to him. But every time I see a quarter now that's just on the ground or someplace, I think of that as a reminder of my dad. Or my dad is reminding
me. I think that's great.
And I might push back. I don't know if it really is a sign or more that we just are totally now, we like to, suddenly we take notice of things that have always been there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care because, you know what?
That's me.
I notice it.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about my dad. And he would have been 80, by the way, on Saturday.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Spent some time out at Fort Snelling.
Yeah.
Played a little John Prine. And I
tell people about the John Prine connection.
My dad's a huge John Prine fan.
Yeah.
And just
so that his music always will connect me now to my father.
And you love John Prine.
I did, not till later in life, though.
Yeah, and, right.
But sat out there, had a speaker, played some John Prine tunes. Another guy showed up to a gravesite not too far away. He blazed a big old joint. He was smoking a joint in front
did
of
Did you join?
I didn't. I was going to, yeah. You know, I was talking to my dad. I don't think my dad would approve to me.
Yeah.
Dad, I'll be right back. I'm going to go take a big hit from this guy's doobie.
Tell people about your dad's military experience.
I was in Vietnam, was a sergeant, won the Bronze Star. It was something he did not talk about for right. many, many years, including not until I was in my 20s did he finally open up about his experience in Vietnam, and he actually reconnected with a lot of the guys who were in his unit. And
what was the tipping point, do you think, where he finally said, I'm going to
That's a great
share.
Question. My sister knows better than I do, because my sister wrote a paper, when she was in college, and she asked my dad if she could like interview him, basically, and talk about his experiences. And I don't know if that was the catalyst or if that was kind of the process of him opening up about it. But even like in death, Helen, his widow, talked about like she had no idea about even the medals he won and the honors he received, and it was kind of all new to her. So yeah, he was not very open about it until the end.
It is so rare from that war in particular,
mm-hmm.
if you hear of stories
right.
of someone who comes back and in great detail and with some level of frequency, share a story.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's...
A lot of it, you know, obviously connected to things that they saw or witnessed there, and that I think that can be said for a lot of veterans of wars, of just the horrific nature of what they experienced, but also Vietnam, you had the added political aspect of
That's
it.
That's
it. They were just not... They certainly weren't welcome back home as World War II veterans were.
Right. Think about that. I mean, and obviously it was very controversial,
sure.
and there are... significant questions that can be asked.
I think my dad had significant questions about
yeah. Jack Kennedy's decisions, LBJ, Richard Nixon, all people who know it very well. Great question. But individuals, hey, here's my number. I'm going.
Yeah.
Right? And there were a lot of people, your dad included, mm-hmm. who didn't exactly embrace it, but felt like this is my duty
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to do it. And then to draw the scorn. Because you should be able to still protest, think this is the wrong decision, you're killing innocents, when is this going to end? And then instead of directing your anger at individuals saying, I understand your service.
Mm-hmm.
My anger is not at you. My
right.
anger is at
yep.
the individuals who've made this decision and are perpetuating this for whatever reason you're mad
mm-hmm.
at. And, I mean, we talk about nuance and how it's just eliminated now.
Yeah.
There are a lot of examples in our life where nuance
for sure.
Just is not there, and it should be a part of it. So that was a great way to honor
yeah,
your dad.
Thanks.
In fact, why don't we just let's pause right there.
Okay.
Let's pause because that was beautifully stated by you, and we'll come back, and we'll get to a lot of texts here. 651-461-9226. Also on the show today, Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher. We talked to him a couple weeks ago about security at the Capitol. We had another incident, and he's still fired up about it. And then Andrew Zimmern with a very interesting op-ed about food, Gaza, and the complications with that. I mean, think about Andrew and how he's traveled the globe, not just commercially, but also in a generous way. And the stories out of Gaza are still horrifying every single day. And I'm sure this will help resolve it, where a lot of reports about the Netanyahu government now saying, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to occupy Gaza. That'll cause Hamas just to say, sure, come on. Come on in. Here are the hostages. We'll live right with you. Let's get to your text for Adam Carter. 651-461-9226. Carter could use StretchLab. Dave could use it. I could use it. Everybody can use StretchLab, whether you're, what do we got? We got 60, we got 50, we got 41 in this room. You could be 12. You could be 87. Double-figure locations of StretchLab, StretchLab.com. Find your location. Now, you should be stretching at home. You should be active, eat right. But also, there's nothing wrong signing up for one visit. And most of the time, you know what your one visit turns into? Monthly. These are trained specialists who work with you for a 25-minute session, 50-minute session, and all of our bodies are different. Maybe it's the glutes. Maybe it's the hamstrings. Maybe it's the shoulders. Maybe it's the rotator cuff. Maybe you're feeling pretty good and you want to stay feeling pretty good. Great people, you're going to feel better guaranteed. And I think you're going to go on a regular basis like I've been doing since 2019. StretchLab.com. You did sing this song.
Yeah. Top five, all-timer.
And
Jimmy Webb.
You were fabulous in singing the song, and this is a great, great tune. Go ahead and tell people why this is a part of the bumper theme today.
Well, the bumper theme today is
Viking
songs.
Practice recap, lineman.
Classic songs that made a resurgence, and apparently Wichita Lineman is in the midst of that right now. People are rediscovering this great tune that Bob Dylan once referred to as the greatest song ever written.
Wow. It's pretty good when Bob says that. How about that? Where the Vikings are at right now, that Channel 9 can telecast. I clicked it on briefly before.
I did too, but it was cutting in. And like, did you experience that?
Horrible.
It was terrible.
Horrible. I was even going to text Yadot and say, hey, PA, you should know.
Right.
This is really bad. So they had those guys talking. Then they had, are those the Vixens? I don't know.
I think it's the Vixen, singular.
Vixen? Like the Jazz? I mean, we don't want to do a plural?
It's just Vixen.
Okay. They were practicing. I didn't get to see our regular practice. But again, Channel 9, by the way, becoming the dominant local news coverage station in town. Is there any doubt?
No.
They're it. Bravo. Congratulations to Channel 9. Televising Vikings practice, and I bet the numbers were notably better than whatever else they normally have on.
Yeah.
Oh, Twins. Are you kidding me? Three of us playing 500 might approach those numbers. Did you play a lot of 500 growing up?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
How about Hotbox?
Played Hotbox. Played roof ball, like where you throw the football.
Yes.
I saw the ESPN did the Ocho this weekend.
Yes.
That was one of the the roof ball guys catching footballs coming off the roof.
We had that three-year cat at Golden Valley Country Club, and we would play roof ball too, and it would get very, very competitive because when you're younger, and I was that first year, you might be sitting there for hours, and then you get those double bags, and back then the bags were not the lighter ones. That was not fun.
No.
I think Golden Valley Country Club, or the club at GV as it's now called, they used to have Golden Days and Valley Days. This is my first year caddying there. Double carrying these two huge bags at 11, and you know me, Adonis that I am. We finish on the 17th hole, great par three.
Here's $2. Thanks, Chad. Here's $2.
Just wait. And the caddy master, I forget his name, had told us, one of the guys in the group is very uptight, but you guys are first-year caddies, so just shut up and do your job. Last hole, the guy hits it, and it's going right to the water. And I'm just saying, whatever. And the other caddy goes, water ball!
Oh, jeez.
You know what our tip was for the 2 days? $5.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
$5. That's what we got. All right, let's go here. What do you now wish that you would have known 20 years ago? What were you pointing at there?
Ron McGill. We were just talking about Le Batard and Ron McGill on CNN. Who would win in a fight, Ron? 300 baboons or?
They were well ahead of the whole the baboon.
Yeah.
What was it?
Gorilla. 1,000 gorillas. 100 gorillas.
One gorilla versus 100 men.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you wish you would have known 20 years ago that you now know? 20 years ago. So let's go. I can do the math. I'm very good. 2005, you're here. You have no children. You're
about
married.
About to have a child.
Yeah, like a year, right?
I wish I would have known about the impact social media was going to have on this particular line of work, and I would have tried to figure something else out.
Say, hey, when this NVIDIA starts, I'm going to put some money in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. What else we got here? Mr. Carter, if your radio career was secretly just a dream and you wake up tomorrow as a Dairy Queen manager in Bemidji, what's your first move? Excellent question.
I'm going to have myself a Snickers Blizzard with chocolate ice cream to get the day going.
Not bad. I mean, it's not a peanut butter parfait. Well,
stop with the peanut butter parfait craze. Overrated. Massively overrated. You know, that was like their old treat before they had the Blizzard and figured it out.
Pardon my language, but who the hell are
who
you?
The hell are
who
you? Who the hell do you think you
who
are?
Who doesn't love a peanut butter parfait? Even Hamas and Bibi could meet over
what is
a peanut butter
parfait. Get out of here with that parfait stuff.
Oh, it's the phrase.
It's too like hoity-toity.
Yeah, when you think of Dairy Queen, you think of Lottie.
Know who you are. You know what, Dairy Queen? Know who you are.
Pronounce the T.
Yeah, parfait.
If you could ban one ad from ever being aired on WCCU again, what would it be?
The one with Jeanine Pirro, of course, now that she's, you know, the she's U.S. attorney.
DOJ for, is it?
That probably won't appear again. Maybe she's, no, but who am I kidding? Yeah. Of course she's still on the hawk, whatever.
Exactly. So she's New York, right? She didn't
take. I thought it was D.C., wasn't it?
Oh, maybe she is D.C.
Yeah.
That's one of the craziest ones of all, because she clearly had a lengthy law career. I'm not denying that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But then she went hot take crazy.
Right.
And if you just punch in 10 of the craziest clips from Jeanine Pirro, you'll be like, my God. You want to talk about a true believer. She's in there. Do you want to apologize, by the way? It was about a month ago on this show when you said, Twins are my team. Twins are my team. Then you and the Lobster go to Chicago, and you force her to wear a Cubs uniform. I know she did not want to do it. You're wearing it, and since then, the Twins have basically waved the white towel all across Minnesota. Coincidence or not, when you abandon the team, the Polads abandon the team.
I wish I had that kind of power. I don't think it had anything to do with it, but look at the Cubbies, baby, my Cubbies.
Buy Apple stock. Yeah. Yes.
That might have been a little late for Apple stock, though. Well, I mean, you know, it still was going the right way. But
look at this peanut butter parfait. DQ is the best. The dude that doesn't pay his taxes and is so happy got out from under it. So annoying. See, here's the thing. When those of us work here, I think some of the national ads.
Yeah, we don't hear.
Certainly not my ads. I mean, we don't block those out in any way, or your ads either.
That would require me having an ad.
Yeah. Well, let's go, sales staff. Let's change that. Some of the national ads, I think our audience pays way closer attention. Don't you, Dave?
Yes.
Yep. Want to give us a little Wichita lineman? You have 10 seconds here.
No, that's one and done on that one.
That's one and done? Yeah. God, there's a lot of jokes I could go with. All right. Thank you, sir.
That one was tremendous, though, I can tell you. That I can tell you.
Sheriff Bob Fletcher, early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.